My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com. You can get all the details you need right there. Here's a detail. We'll get into Dan Quinn and some of the things that Mark Ein, one of the minority owners of the Commanders, had to say on Kevin Sheehan's podcast over the weekend. We'll get into that in just a bit. And a bit later on the show, actually on the station at 10:30, we will be carrying the joint press conference of both Dan Quinn and Adam Peters as training camp is set to kick off today. First practice is tomorrow, but veterans report today. It all gets started today.
Our buddies, Peters and Quinn.
Yeah, we're tight with them now. We know
they're actually like notoriously good guys. Like,
yeah,
people just know them for being good guys.
Yeah, they didn't disappoint.
They're very serious and they're hardworking, and
they're just good dudes.
They're just good dudes.
Yeah. I mean, they're approachable.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Judy. We talked about the fact that we should inevitably be in the Radio Hall of Fame. I mean, let's just, it is what it is.
Right. I mean, it's
Hall of Fame careers.
Basically, it's going to happen.
It's got to happen. Yeah, I just hope it happens when we're alive, not dead.
It's not.
I would like to be in the Ring of Honor.
It's not if, it's when. It's kind of that kind of thing.
Well, it should be.
we would hope.
Yeah. But we did talk about it. It's going to end a weird quirk. Like, this is like so weird. Like, how many radio museums are there in the country?
I don't know. I don't know.
There happens to be a radio museum, actually in Bowie, the podunk town we grew up in, into a fairly large town.
It's kind of a booming metropolis at this point.
Kind of booming at this point. There's an old, dilapidated house where, actually, if I was being honest with you, JP could confirm this. I believe his old cleaning lady, Olivia. Was that her name? Olivia?
No, it's not Olivia.
Alluvia.
Alluvia?
Yes. Yeah, see, I know her. It's not the one that was the last 20 years. It's before her.
Okay.
Her name was
not Betty.
Not Betty. No.
Betty.
Her name was Alluvia.
Okay.
She lived in that house.
Oh, did not know that.
Yes.
Let's go to quite a nugget.
Judy. Judy, what's up?
Hi. How are you?
Hello, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Good
morning. what is your deal?
I actually work at the National Capital Radio and Television Museum in Bowie.
Radio Insider. How long have you worked there?
Going on 3 years.
How long has it been opened?
Since 1999. Actually, we are celebrating when we first got our nonprofit status was in 25 years ago in August. And so this August, we're celebrating with a big birthday bash at the museum on August 10th.
Right, is there any mention of the Junks? Are we in the Bowie Radio Museum?
Not as of yet.
I mean, Why not? Just a glaring omission.
What's in the museum?
Well, we sort of start from spark to bite, actually, is a good way to describe
what?
It. The beginnings of radio and television, not just manufacturing, but broadcasting here in America.
Do you have, like, tributes to iconic shows through the years?
We have some Lucy, we have some Howdy Doody, we have...
Howdy Doody.
It's
a bunch of old, like, radio receivers and stuff. It's like the first radios and all
like,
the wooden
like Roger
stuff.
Roger the Engineer?
Yeah, Roger
would
be size.
He would walk in and take his pants off in this place.
I understand.
Yes, we do have a lot of receivers. We do have a lot of antique radios.
Right.
And
you don't
have a ham radio station.
You have a ham radio station.
That doesn't count. That's
you don't
not
have
real.
Like in Cooperstown, like a little wing of like iconic shows through the years.
Not yet.
No.
One of the things we just got a brand new executive director, and something we're doing with his strategic planning is we're sort of rethinking and needing to revamp the museum.
Yeah, it needs a jolt is what that museum needs.
I bet. I would maybe you would have your first induction.
Yeah, like the Junkies Wing. Like we should have a, like, let's be honest. We're the biggest radio stars that will ever come out of Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, that's for sure.
I mean, it's,
that's very true.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's impossible for them to be bigger.
Can you seriously think of some sort of honor for us?
I think we could come up with something.
Yeah. Does anybody go to the museum?
Yes. Not as many people as we like because not a lot of people know we're there.
How many people do you think you get in a week?
Well, in a week.
50?
50. They'd kill for
25?
Maybe around 25. We're only open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
And
so
you,
that kind of limits.
Are they drop-ins or do you have to have
for
an
the
appointment?
Weekend, Valdez?
They drop-ins or do you have to have an appointment?
No, you can just drop in.
Okay.
You don't need an appointment unless you're a group of eight or more.
Hold on. Didn't one of the Skins owners, don't you have to make an appointment to go to his museum? Didn't he have some?
Oh, Mitchell Rails.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but talk about that. That's like a
you
real museum.
I'm doing a bit.
Hey,
I'm doing a bit.
We're a real museum, too.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what?
So
I'm
people
be nice.
Will drive by and they see the museum and they do a U-turn and go pull in the parking lot and go in.
Sometimes, yes.
All right.
And then we have people from all over come and see us, actually.
Really?
All right. That's kind of surprising.
Hold on. What do you describe as all over?
Crofton.
Well, we've had people
Gambles.
From
Laurel.
See, got her with the Gambles joke.
We get a lot of people from Virginia. We get a lot of people from Pennsylvania. We've had people from all 50 states come and visit us.
Now
and
that surprises
I believe over 20 countries.
Really? What do you do?
Well.
What do? You
yes.
check passports or whatever when they get? How do you know?
Maybe they have the map where, like, you push the pin in. Like, hey, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. Push the pin in.
Our docents will usually strike up a conversation as part of their tour.
Because it's so rare.
And it usually comes from, you know, well, how did you hear about us?
Right, gotcha.
How did you find us?
How are you funded? If you're a nonprofit, how are you funded?
Oh, a lot of grants. Some benefactors, but nothing like big.
If the Junks wrote a check, would that ensure some sort of wing or some sort of?
I think it depends on how big the check
is. Listen, guys, to get their stars.
It depends on how big the check is.
You understand
we
the guys?
We need a new building. We've outgrown our small.
We can't afford
that sort of check.
No, I was thinking about a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, we're talking about
guys,
like maybe make a Junkies shed.
Guys pay
the
for their
building.
Own stars on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
That's a known thing.
Right.
That is true.
I think it's like $75,000 or something. You got to pay for your own star.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you write us a check, we will definitely give you your own spot in our museum.
Now, spot is different than a wing, EB. Like,
yeah.
I like. I don't know if she's tracking with us on the wing.
Right.
Have you been inside that tiny building?
No.
I think I actually have been once.
Right. She emphasized
but
tiny.
In other words, I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever. And I know you're not a Hall of Fame. You're a museum. But, you know, they have, like, glass stuff. Like, you could have, like, Cakes' hat in there. Or, like, you know... And Lurch's sweatpants, the iconic sweatpants he wears all the time.
His loogie cup.
Yeah, his loogie cup. You know? Like,
like I said, we're doing strategic planning here soon, which means we're looking for the future to get in line what exhibits we're planning.
Right.
We could do a local for you guys.
Here's what I would do. I would just take all of those radios from the 1920s and 1930s and have a bonfire with those.
Right.
And just turn it into a junks museum.
People love that.
Like, turn it into a junks museum.
You would get
museum.
More visitors if you turned it into a junks museum.
We're just being honest with you.
You would get more visitors.
Oh, we couldn't do that. There's a lot of history there.
Okay.
But we would love to have an exhibit. Definitely.
All right, well, we're working.
I mean,
we're getting closer.
Are people really going to fly in from L.A.
to see the junk?
To see a World War II era radio?
I mean, you can find it on the Facebook Marketplace.
Well, they're not flying in just to see it. I mean, they just happen to pass it and say, oh, it's a museum, radio museum. Let's check it out.
Yeah, you got nothing but.
You definitely don't fly into Bowie just to see it.
They got to do more brainstorming. Honestly, a national TV museum is a good idea. There's been a lot of cool stuff that's happened on TV over the last 100 years.
Sure.
And throw radio in there. They got 7 rooms filled with old radio receivers. Mm-hmm. That's about
7 tiny rooms.
Okay.
Tiny
but nobody wants to see that.
I know, but if you actually think about it, a TV museum is pretty cool. You could see learn throughout all the great things. Ed Sullivan Show, Tonight Show, a billion things. You could attract visitors from all over.
Yeah.
Well, she could also, but are you focusing on the TV part? Focus on the radio part. The
radio
icons from different eras.
It's not as visual, though.
Okay, but do you go and you see the visual? You have the displays like you do at Cooperstown.
They should have a Howard Stern exhibit.
Sure, of course.
Sure.
Imus.
Soupy sales.
Yeah.
Put them all in. The junks.
We do need to move into some of the more modern stuff, and with that strategic plan, one of our exhibits is needing to focus on the more modern day.
Yeah, you need more contemporary
more
stuff.
All
you've seen one radio top.
Yeah.
You've seen them all.
Yeah, they're all the old broke wooden radios.
Look, a radio with a dial.
Yeah.
What?
All right, Judy, just get back to us and let us know how big our display is and everything. That we'll determine if we're going to show up.
Yeah, and if we're going to stroke a
so
check.
I'm like, how big is our check going to be?
Not very big.
Yeah.
Not very big.
It'll be about as big as one of those
Bickle's,
tiny rooms.
Bickle's got to pay for Cornell. He ain't paying for that.
$400,000.
Right.
Yeah. You know, there's not a lot of extra disposable income over there.
No. No. In fact, we just asked Ed for another 30.
I got a little bit in Venmo I can send you.
All right. Hey, Judy, we got to run.
All right. Well, please try to stop by the museum anytime. We would love to have you.
We'll meet you there.
And I'll put you on our strategic plan, and we'll try to get something in motion.
Get back in touch with us when you come up with a grand display. You know, I want behind glass. You know what I mean? Like fancy. Like maybe a bus.
Yeah, a nice display.
Like a Canton bus.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can definitely do that.
Put our bobbleheads
in there.
Stop by on August 10th for our birthday bash, if you can.
I'll be on vacation, but I would have, but I won't be in town.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Take care.
A nice lady.
She's very nice.
She was very nice.
The nice lady. I've been driving by that thing for 20 years.
Let's be honest. If they have a museum with 7 tiny rooms, one of those rooms should be like a junks-centric room.
I would think.
Like, be dedicated to the biggest radio stars that will ever come out of Bowie, Maryland. Right?
It's the old hoopdiest house. I mean, have you ever seen it before?
Do they even have a sign?
I see
do they have a sign outside?
Yeah, they
indicating
do.
Indicating what is in the house?
If you would have asked me, over under on 20 people for the year, I would have gone under.
I just had to laugh when you're like, so, you take appointments?
So is the parking lot?
I would think you would take appointments because no one goes.
Right.
Like someone has to actually be there to let you in because no one goes.
Is the parking lot just the driveway?
I think so.
Because it's a house, right?
I'm
there's a driveway.
You, I swear on my children, that house used to be JP's cleaning lady's house.
That's so funny.
I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
It was like an old like farmhouse.
Right.
Like, back in the 70s?
Alluvia.
Alluvia.
That was her name.
Is she no longer with us?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Probably not.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, Cakes.
Yes.
After the break, let's talk about Dan Quinn and Adam Peters.
Yes, we'll do that.
And how you and I were hanging out with them last
night. We'll talk about that. And we'll also get into Mark Eyne, who was on with Kevin Sheehan over the weekend. And he's talking about the relationship between Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. We've got some audio to play from that. We'll do all that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.